There is a place named Yanghwajin in South Korea, Seoul, Mapo-gu, Hapjeong-dong. There is Yanghwajin Foreign Missionary Cemetery in Seoul. Actually, the correct name of it. Since July 28th, 1890, when J.W. Heron, H-E-R-O-N, was buried there, there have been buried more than 400 people, including 145 missionaries and their families. So one sense, this is the place where the history of Korean church is embedded. We are supposed to give thanks to them for their devotional support or devotional life, for sharing the gospel with our ancestors or our parents or actually with us. Their life has not been considered as good and blessed life as well as God-pleasing life. But think about the people around them. When they came to South Korea, 1890s, they were professional, like lawyers and doctors and scholars. They study more than normal people. They learned about the Bible well, well prepared for pastoring churches in America or in Europe. They are qualified, but they decided to go to South Korea and spend their life to share the gospel with them. So one sense is blessed life, but in normal ways or normal sense, they are foolish. Their life is sort of a fool because they decide their life in not the good way. Like, you know, everyone would think, would consider this is the right way for that qualified person. But they didn't choose that way. They chose totally different, opposite way to spend their life for sharing gospel with Korean ancestors. So if I say that that missionary, those missionaries who died in Korea and buried in Yanghwajin, when we consider their life, if I say they are blessed, what would you say to me? Do you agree with my idea or not? Even though different viewpoints out there, they don't think these missionaries are precious. Their life were precious, were more precious than any other Christians. I would say they are blessed, and more blessed than any other Christians. Not based on my own evaluation, but based on today's text. So I want to share two different viewpoints when we evaluate the Christian life. From this text, we have two different viewpoints, verses 27 and 28. But very crucial point we need to consider, because based on this kind of evaluation, we are considered to proceed our Christian life. If this life is wrong, we don't wanna proceed our Christian life in this way. But this is the right way, then we don't want to spend our life in vain, right? So we want to keep this word and want to follow this word step by step. So I hope this word is helpful for you to open your eyes to see or consider your life or evaluate your life before God and His sight and His unique way of evaluation. As we read the text, verse 27 said, Jesus said these things. So it's in the same situation that when Jesus was saying something about the kingdom of God. If you look at previous text, you can easily find. He showed the reality of the kingdom of God in previous text and the power of the kingdom of God too by showing the miraculous signs. At that moment, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, This is the expression. Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast at which you nursed. Just think about this expression deeply. We know who is the person here, Mary, Jesus' mother on earth, right? And if you look at chapter 1, 46 something in Luke, we can find that the Mary prophesied for herself. At the end or later, people would say to me, blessed, I am the blessed. So, you know, this is the fulfillment of prophesy for Mary, Jesus' mother, on earth. But so it's not a problem at all. But just think about a little bit more, like, you know, can you see the direction for the blessing here? The blessing seems like come to from the merit of Jesus' mother. Like this, if Mary did something good to Christ, or Jesus, by boring him and nursed him, the merit, because of that merit, she is blessed. This expression has that meaning here. It's not like she is blessed without condition. Rather, she is blessed because she bore Jesus and she nursed Jesus. Because of that merit, she was blessed. What do you think? Do you think that is right or wrong? Of course, it's wrong. If that is true, then, you know, as Catholic Church, the Mary is like highest position right after Holy Spirit. There are four sort of gods. God the Father and Jesus the Son, the second person, and third person is the Holy Spirit, and fourth person is Mary. So there is a theology called Mariology in Catholic Church. It's funny, but it is true. So if that is true, then highest position as a person, as human, Mary is the highest and the most blessed, in other words. But we don't agree with that fact. In other words, we don't agree to understand this expression in that way. It's not about human merit. Then how can we understand these things? You know, if we think more about this, this is very problematic if we develop more. How about Jesus' siblings? Do you know how many? Jesus' siblings, four brothers and more than two sisters, based on Mark 6:3. You know, they spent almost 30 years with Jesus Christ before Jesus' disciples knew him and followed him. They just followed 3 years, but they spent 30 years with Christ. How about that relationship? If Mary is more blessed than any others, that is a serious question we need to ask. And how about disciples? They spent their full 3 years for Christ. And also we know Apostle Paul, he spent more than a couple of decades for Christ. And we know many martyrs in the first generation, the church period, and middle age, and modern age, and now. There are many martyrs. How about their life? How can we classify their life? Which one is higher than the other one? Do you have any methodology to calculate or to classify their life? If we just understand this verse, this expression in the way, then we are stuck. And we may consider the merit always. In other words, this, like this. If you want to be blessed more, then do your best for the Christ. Do something more, then he will bless you more. It's conditional. Do more, and he will bless you more, like that. One sense looks like right, but it's not. The Christianity always rely on the grace of God alone. That's why Jesus wanted to correct this answer. As you look in verse 28, but he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So in the original text, the Greek text, this is not the negative sense, but positive, like you are right, but you know what, I'm going to correct a little bit like that. That nuance is in the first, at the beginning of verse 28. But in this verse, like this, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Here again, we may consider, if you consider deeply this word, and you could see a little bit like condition, like this. Want to be blessed and hear the word and keep it. Hear the word and keep it. Can you consider a little bit more about the commandment of God in the Old Testament period? God always tried to approach his people in this way. Keep this word and I'm going to bless you. So many people misunderstood the structure like you do this and God will bless you like that. But that structure is not biblical at all. God is always approaching his people first of all without any condition. God chose Abraham without any condition and his descendants without any condition and blessed them and continued to say, because you are my people, because I chose you, this is the way you need to keep. This is the way you need to go. Like that kind of structure we can find easily. As we look at Exodus 20, you know, the Decalogue, if you look at it, you know, the beginning of Decalogue, there is a condition like this. I am the Lord your God who saved your life out of Egypt, like that. So without condition, I save you. So this is the commandment for you. God gave us. But here, the nuance, little bit like, you know, just keep it, then you are blessed, like that. So we need to understand the meaning of what is the hearing the word of God first. What is the meaning of hearing of God? Based on John 20, 31, the purpose of the Bible written is for giving the way of salvation. By reading the Bible, his people would be noticed, realized that they were chosen by God in Christ Jesus, and they were saved by God. That is the purpose written by Apostle John, the Gospel of John 20, 31. Based on that fact, if that is true, that is the real purpose of the Bible, then when we listen to or hear the word of God or the Bible, then purpose is salvation of God. If that is true, then we may consider a little bit more about what is the meaning of keeping it. I have a question for you. If you really realize that the fact that you are saved by grace alone in Christ Jesus by faith, then whenever you think about that fact, what is your first impression or response? I'm not asking you to the beginning point of your faithful life in Christ. Rather, I'm asking you whenever, even nowadays, you are thinking about that fact, what is your response? That is, you know, the question that I want to ask you. Here, if we understand the big structure, hearing the word of God and keeping it in two different spectrums, then we can understand more plentiful meaning of this. As I said before, Exodus 20 shows us the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments. When God gave the Ten Commandments, he didn't give that commandment out of vacuum. Rather, he gave that commandment based on what he has done for his people. And he showed his identity. I am your God. I'm your Savior. So I gave this commandment for you. If that structure is the real structure, we can consider whenever we consider the commandment of God, then here we easily find the meaning of the keeping it. To keep the word of God is not the way of salvation. We need to consider that first. Here, Jesus said, hearing the word of God is the way of salvation because that is the purpose of the Bible. Then why we need to keep the word of God? That questions are popping up, have been popping up after Jesus' ascension. for 2,000 years in church history. That's why Paul wrote Romans chapter 3, 31, because Jesus saved our life, because of that fact, do we not need to keep the word of God? He asked. Rhetorical question, sort of. Of course not. Because he saved us by grace. So we have the word of God. He gave us the word of God for the new life in Christ Jesus. And he said, of course, we should keep it because we are in Christ. We are saved in Christ. So I believe here Jesus showed that kind of a big structure. One is indicative, we call it, who hear the word of God, hearing the word of God, and keeping it the imperative. If you are in Christ, you must keep it, not just for your salvation, but for the glory of God, because we are his chosen. Want to please him through our life. Isn't it your response? So I say, you know, here, woman said sort of a conditional blessing because Mary is very close to Jesus. So you are blessed. But Jesus wanted to correct it. Yes, you are right, but the more right answer, the better answer is the blessed are who hear the word of God and keep it. And we just to understand that listening to the word of God and be saved through the way, if we are in the spectrum, then we want to keep it because we know the power of God's love for us. He saved us and he set us on this firm foundation of salvation forever. So based on that wonderful fact, we have a thankful heart always. That's why the missionaries bound to South Korea, they gave up their ability, their power, their strength, qualification. But they believe that is the more blessed in Christ Jesus. So they spend their life and even their families and they die in South Korea to share the gospel. And many of our ancestors, they listened to the precious message and they became the believers and we are also the beneficiary of that event, their works. So I believe if this is true, then based on the title, who is more blessed? We may think, yes, we are blessed already in Christ, but we want to be more blessed by sharing the precious fact, Jesus Christ, who is in us with others. I found many Christians who is able to share the gospel with their mouth very well, but not with their life, not with their language, not with their attitude, behavior. I don't like them. One sense, we need that kind of persons, right? But the more like Jesus showed us the totally different way, you know. Think about salt and light. Salt and light of the world. If we are, it's sort of a passive meaning. But it affects the world powerfully. Light and salt. So I believe we need to consider our life deeply. Like, do we really believe the life to share his love with others is the more blessed? If then, we may ask this question, what is our life? What is the evaluated fact on our life? What is your life before God? Do you really realize or exercise your life with right language, right behavior, right attitude? First of all, with your family members. Secondly, with our church members. And also, with the members in our society. So I want to challenge you to ask those kind of questions. You know, the blessed life, or the more blessed life, is not given freely. We need to rely on Christ. And deeply consider our life before Him, whether or not our language, attitude, behavior, whatever, those kind of things in our life are better or good to God's sight, and also to our people around us. I hope you are blessed. I mean, I believe you are blessed, but I hope you are more blessed and you can enjoy the more blessed life in Christ. We are same. We are same. Jesus corrected. There is no condition for the blessing. The family tie, family line, family language, family lineage, or friendship, any close relationship, or social status, any kind of, cannot bother the blessing from God. Only one condition is the word of God is given to us. So I want to ask you, last week, I encourage you to keep praying. Keep praying, right? Today, keep reading the word of God and asking Him to guide you, your life, in the more powerful Christian life and the way of Christian life. I believe you would easily experience, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit who is in you to enjoy this more blessed life in your life context from now on. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, thank you for this wonderful message. Yes, your word is truth, and your word is the way of the salvation. Because of that fact, through your word, by the Holy Spirit, and by the faith you have given us, we are saved. In other words, we are blessed through your word. Such a blessing. But we want to think more about more blessed life for you and for us. Father, thank you for the message that the more blessed life is for sharing your message, your gospel, Jesus Christ, with the people around us. Father, we know this is very hard to do that, to keep it. The Father, we also know that by relying on you, we are able to realize this wonderful Christian life, the powerful Christian life in you, before you and for you. Father, bless us and encourage us and guide us moment by your word. So through the prayer and through the word of God, let us live the more powerful Christian life as you allow us to live on earth as your children. Father, let us be more blessed through that kind of a Christian, the powerful Christian life, through our life, through our language, through our behavior and attitude, etc. Father, thank you for this wonderful message again. We prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.